The week's been interesting in the forex space as well. The greenback is showing signs of life, with the dollar index rising by about 0.5%, gaining against some of the major currencies it's pegged against. The euro and the yen both weakening against the US dollar in Friday's session, with the British pound also showing signs of topping off, currently trading at about just about 1.32 US dollars to a sterling after a few days of strength. Meanwhile, a quick check of the local currency shows that the Singapore dollar against the US dollar is now trading at about 1.35 against the greenback. Just a few drops of weakness for the local currency, but overall rather steady. Now, it's been quite the eventful week in the forex space, with trade talk developments, peace summits cut short, and the possibility of a Brexit referendum in play all playing out so far today. It's good timing to have our next guest join us now and weigh in with his thoughts. We are once again joined this Friday from London by Lukman Natunaga, analyst at FXTM, to help us recap what's happened. Lukman, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, Lukman. So look, we have to start off with the British pound today. And again, you know, just when you thought it was dead, there are a lot of developments with regards to Brexit. You have Prime Minister Theresa May saying that she's going to rule out a no-deal Brexit. The European Commission saying they're open to perhaps even extending, to perhaps delaying the March 29 deadline. And you also have the opposition Labour Party doing a bit of an about turn, saying that, you know, they're open now to a second referendum. A lot of developments that seem to be pointing at support for the pound. Can you help us flesh out what all of these things mean, especially for the pound sterling?
I agree with you. There's a lot going on with the pound, but really, the Brexit developments are starting to feel like a TV series that has dragged on too long and everybody just wants to come to an end. It was a positive trading week for the British pound, thanks to, you know, market speculations that the Brexit will be delayed. But at the end of the day, nothing has changed. We have to keep in mind that the European Union has repeatedly said that the withdrawal agreement is not open for renegotiations. So when we move forward, the meaningful vote on March the 12th is likely to be rejected, and this would probably open a path to an extension of Brexit. So really, this could support the pound. You know, it does remove an element of uncertainty. But at the end of the day, this may end up resulting in the UK being trapped in a Brexit limbo. And of course, the pound will pay the price.
And so does it mean basically that all of these developments, including a possible second referendum that's being supported by the Labour Party now, really is much ado about nothing, Lukman?
Yeah, it's all about uncertainty, like uncertainty and speculation. Like, and this is what's reflected in the pound's valuation right now. Markets are pricing in that when the March 21 deadline comes, the government is likely to extend the Brexit, and this is what continues to support the British pound.
Okay, let's move on now to a couple of developments over stateside. You have the Fed saying that they're going to remain patient, according to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. But on the other side, with regards to trade talks, you have U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer sounding a bit stern on trade talks, saying that it's now or never, and it's a bit of an all-or-nothing deal with regards to pursuing these trade talks. What kind of impact do you think this is going to have, particularly between the Chinese yuan and the U.S. dollar moving forward?
When we're looking at the dollar, we know that a patient Federal Reserve is actually bad news for the dollar, because initially one of the main drivers behind the dollar's appreciation was the fact that interest rates in the United States were higher than everyone else. Now, with the Fed patient and flexible, it looks like rates are going to be low for an extended period, and this may end up reducing the dollar's competitive advantage. So this is a dollar negative. In regards to the trade talks, what I'm seeing here is a situation of a good cop, bad cop. And this is getting quite tiring, because we've seen this many, many times. At the end of the day, we can see that trade talks are actually impacting both the United States and China. And if the pressures continue to increase, this should act as an incentive for both sides to eventually find a middle ground on trade before the damage is too much.
And finally, Lukman, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about the local currency here. Bloomberg put out a very interesting article where they said that a possible surprise beneficiary to a resolution of the trade war might be the Singapore dollar. And they say it's also because the Singapore dollar does have a high correlation with the Chinese yuan, which could benefit if the trade war is resolved. Can you give us FXTM's take on that, and whether or not this possible upside from the Singapore for the Singapore dollar, it actually holds any water?
Yes, at the end of the day, it's all about trade. I remember a few weeks back when we were speaking, how I said when China sneezes, everybody else catches a cold. And it's the same thing when we're looking at the Chinese yuan and the Singapore dollar. We know that China is Singapore's biggest trading partner. So with trade tensions eased, this represents the potential for China to recover, which inevitably will boost import demand. Singapore exports to China, so if China's demand increases, this will naturally positively impact Singapore growth, and this will be reflected in the Singapore dollar. So there is weight in that when we say that if trade tensions ease, the Singapore dollar is likely to benefit.
And we'll just very quickly look, but does FXTM have any outlook as to how much of an upside this might benefit for the Singapore dollar should these events actually play out?
That's a very interesting question you're asking. I'm looking at my charts right now, and it's open to question, because not only is the Singapore dollar impacted by trade, there's other things that are impacting the local currency. But look, right now I'm looking at the charts. Today we're seeing that the Singapore dollar is trading around 135. So I'll be looking to see if prices are able to actually keep above this level for me to, look back and see where the Singapore dollar trades probably at the end of March.
All right, fair enough. Lukman Rutunaga from FXTM joining us today live from London to give us his thoughts on everything that's happened in the Forex space over the last couple of days. We thank you for your time.